In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, we find the Jews first picking up stones to stone a lady, a woman. And later on, after two chapters, which is in John chapter 10, we find that they are again picking up stones. Now, human tendency is that we tend to put the blame on other people. We see the negative sides of humanness instead of seeing the positive. It's basically the finger rule that we apply. We just point the finger, and what we forget is that three fingers are pointing back at us. It's something that we learn when we are very young, that we should not be pointing fingers because we would be having three fingers pointing back at us. But in our mind, virtually, we still do point fingers. We find negative things about people, not focusing on ourselves. In today's gospel, we find Jesus asking, "For which of the good things are you trying to stone me?" But they say it's not for the good things because we don't care about the good things. We just care about the bad things about people. Let us reflect into our lives, dear friends. Am I a person who virtually points fingers on others? Do I point a finger on my husband? Do I point a finger on my wife? Do I point a finger on my children? Or do I point a finger on my parents in my life? Am I a person who's always trying to show that I am perfect and the others are not? We always compare our strengths and the weakness of others, and that's why we think that everyone around are inferior to us. We try to put them down by gossiping or maybe by finding fault with them. Life is an echo. I've been very much attached to these words. Whatever you throw, whatever you give, comes back to us. I'm sure that in most of the places where there are echoes in India, there are a lot of tourist spots which we call as echo point. There are millions of echo points in India. It's because the words that we say go hit on the hills and come back. And whenever we try this, we find all these children doing it with fun. They sometimes use bad words at times, and we do hear that, and it comes back to them. This is the reality of life, my dear friends. Whatever you're giving in your life comes back to you. If you're giving good words and good things and good deeds, it will always reflect back on you. I'd like to share one of the experiences which my dad had. So I was going to be ordained, and that's in 2010. My dad was he had gone to the Middle East for a small period of time, and he was coming back, preparing to be back there for my ordination. He wanted to give me a gift, but my dad, at that moment, he didn't have much money. He had 70 riyals, that's the currency. As he was walking through the airport, he saw a wonderful mobile phone, so he thought that he should be gifting me this. That was a Nokia N8, but it was costing 100 riyals. And my dad didn't know what to do because he just had 70 riyals in his hand. Suddenly, as he was just looking at this phone, there was a person who tapped behind him. And it turned out to be an acquaintance which my dad knew some time back. And he asked, why are you standing here? And my dad said, I'm looking for a phone and I thought of buying this, but I may not. And when he went on further, my dad explained that it was due to a shortage of money. It turned out that he was the person who was selling those phones. So he calls my dad, and he gives one of those phones for $70. As he was giving this phone, he told my dad, "I don't think you remember, but when I was in need, there was a time when you gave me lunch. It was when he was in school, and you gave me lunch." I felt this very touching, my dear friends. It's just a small experience, but it was a touching one. Life is always an echo. When we do good deeds to people, in some form or the other, it comes back to us. Let us always reflect on this, and may God bless each one of us.